Hello, it's the 6th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. While acknowledgements pour in for the UK's new Prime Minister Liz Truss, Mid-Beds MP Nadine Dorris has remained relatively silent. The Conservative MP for North Beds, Richard Fuller, offered his well wishes in a video post on Facebook. Labour MP for Bedford and Kempston, Mohamed Yazin, believes the UK needs a leader that can better address the current energy and cost of living crisis, preferably from a Labour government. Ms Dorris was known for her unwavering support for Boris Johnson and has been critical of the incoming Prime Minister, as well as her opponent, former Chancellor Rishi Sunak. She is expected to maintain her role as Culture Secretary, although speculation persists that she could be promoted to the House of Lords. Sewage treatment plants in Luton and Watford will be tested for the polio virus, according to the UK Health Security Agency. The test is prompted by the virus being discovered in Beckton, London by Thames Water. UK HSA spokesperson Dr. Vanessa Salibia assured the public that no cases of polio have been reported. Bedford Borough is looking to invest £5 million out of its £22 million town deal budget to revitalise Midland Road from Bedford Midland train station to the town centre. The chair of Bedford's town deal board, Samantha Laycock, has spoken of transforming the area into Bedford's second high street. A drop-in event open to the public will be held this Wednesday from 6:30pm to 9pm at the Rutland Road Hall for further discussions. A 60-year-old contestant known only as Dawn will compete against other contestants in the next series of The Great British Bake Off. The Bedfordshire resident, who is also an IT manager, is hoping to be crowned the best baker on the Channel 4 show. That's it for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.